this thing where I ring doorbells, and then when they answer, I just shit my pants. And then I say ding, ding, boom, boom.
And then run.
So it's ding, dong, ditching, but with shit to make it funny.
It's ding, dong, boom, booming.
Ding, dong, boom, booming. We're all familiar with
this. It's disgusting. And the problem is only theirs for a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it mostly just leaves them confused pretty much for the rest of the day, if not longer.
And then you're running with a fully shat pair of pants.
Right, yeah. Well, that's why I keep a backpack with spare pairs of pants. Then the additional problem is I put my poopy pants in the back, so then it's just a backpack full of shitty pants.
It's a stinky backpack for sure.
So it's really more inconvenient for me than anybody else. Like a good prank should be.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah,
because then they get to be the person with the story. You guys will never believe what happened to me. This person rang my doorbell, and when I went to answer it to tell them that I wasn't interested in joining their church, they just shit their pants and ran away.
Was that... Did he say ding, ding, boom, boom?
It's like the old man at the back of the bar with the really thick beard and like an eye patch. He slams his drink down.
Did somebody say ding, ding, boom, boom?
You've seen the ding, ding, boom, boom too, have you?
Haven't seen this in 30 years. Anyways.
So what's our podcast about?
It's a pretty big one today.
From what I've been told, we have a giant episode
it's
ahead of
sort
us.
Sort of colossal in proportion.
One could even say it's large.
We're talking about giants, the existence of giants, two in particular, but giants in general of mythology, cryptidism, pseudo-cryptid, well, I guess every cryptid pseudo.
But yeah, welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy Realists. If you've been here before, if you haven't, and the shit talk at the beginning put you off, stop listening now.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better.
Probably going to get worse. We're talking about giants, and as everyone knows, giants have big shits. So,
that's true. The New York Giants.
New York Giants, big shits. Big shits, those guys.
I'm Nick Sarnelli.
And I'm Austin Harvey.
And we're going to be talking about giants. Now, us two, we're pretty small boys. I'm not like... dwarfish, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't think either of us would lie and say 6 foot on our Tinder bios because
it ain't true, folks.
It ain't true. I'm firmly 5'11" and proud.
And I'm 5'8", so you know.
I think 6 foot, you start to get this ego. You start to get this ego about you, and it's just not like it. It's not attractive.
People
like,
that are 6 foot they know they're 6 foot.
Yeah, they say they want 6 feet, but what they really want is 6 inches, you know?
That'd be such a tiny person. I know you meant penis. I know you meant penis.
There's like a gag that guys like, they say 6 inches, you know, they think 6 inches is bigger than it is. And I bought an HDMI cord to connect my Switch to my new monitor. And I bought a 6-inch cord thinking it would be enough. Dude, 6 inches is not big.
In the grand scheme of things, sure.
It's not long enough to connect your Switch to a monitor. It's very...
when you're speaking about things visible, I mean, it's really, you know, if 1 inch is a pretty small thing, that's only 5 more. Mine coils. My HDMI cord.
Not your penis. Not your penis. You know, these are small issues in comparison. So let's talk about some big issues.
Some big, big boys. Big boys. Some origin of big,
big
boys.
Big lads.
Big lads.
Large lads.
Like
large
like lads. Large. Well, giant fluctuates. There's so many interpretations of giants. They're like one of the most common. Like, if you've watched any media ever or read any media ever, you know what a giant is. You know,
yeah,
it's like...
P-5-0-fum, stick a finger in my bum.
In my bum, correct. The word giant itself that we use was derived from gigantes of Greek mythology. And then we also got to talk about the Bible, too, because there were accounts of giants in the Old Testament of the Christian Bible.
Yeah, I always forget how f***ing bizarre the Old Testament is.
Yeah, and like, you know, you take it as, you know, story, like the story of David and Goliath, Goliath being the giant. That is a, you know, a very simple underdog type story. The little guy can win if he has hope and, you know, shit like that is basically what it, you know. It's, but, you know, if you're taking the Bible literally, that's a pretty insane thing to be alive. And then, yeah. So, like, what the hell, you know? I don't think anything biblical is more or less worth talking about than any other, like, cryptid, how we treat cryptids.
No, I'm fully with you, because, yeah, a lot of the stuff in the New Testament all deals with Jesus-ish stuff. I have never read the Bible, but my loose understanding, New Testament's all the, like, the Jesus, the disciples.
In simple terms, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but the Old Testament, I think what you're getting at is the Old Testament just has some extremely crazy isolated stories that are
it's
just
fucking nutty.
What are they? I mean, what are they? Allegories or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Old Testament really does not read that differently from like popular Greek myths or like Viking sagas. I saw a picture of what biblically accurate angels
would look like. Oh, the big eyeball things. I think that's so sick.
They're terrifying. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're dope. But, like, when you read in the Bible that the angels are like, do not be afraid, you're like, why would I be? It's a
you're person an angel. With...
You're an angel. You got fluffy wings and a little halo, but, like...
But if that came down, it looks like that fucking boss from Kirby. Cracko. Is his name Cracko or something? Dude, Cracko is a biblical angel. But I think commonly, as far as giants go, I think everyone, whether they're, like, so giant that they eat a tree like broccoli, or like just a bigger human like Goliath in the Bible, or yeah, you know, stuff
or
like
Andre
that.
V,
or Andre V, one of the most famous giants of our modern age. I wonder, he should be on a cryptid wiki.
Andre the Giant.
Classified under gigantic,
presumed real.
Yeah, it's like he's the only true cryptid.
It's like him and like Momo, like the Missouri Monsters, like something really like or the fucking Dover Demon.
The Dover Demon. If every cryptid was fake, but the Dover Demon, I'd kill myself. But regardless, they're attributed with extraordinary strength or physical proportions, which is pretty standard amongst all interpretations of giants.
Yeah, because you think about a standard strength, very big man.
Right. Could that be pretty strong. A 10-foot man, or could that be a 40-foot man, or an 100-foot man? There's a million different interpretations across. You have Indian mythology, obviously Norse mythology and Greek mythology, Indo-European mythology. Like, almost every culture has some sort of giant reference, and obviously in the Bible as well. But instead of going into detail about the majority of those, I want to shift this, now that we've covered giants in general, that two of like a more recent conspiracy theories regarding a giant, more in like a cryptid type understanding of them, that being the Kandahar giant and the big gray man of Scotland. Ooh, I should have mentioned this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think I've heard of the big gray man of Scotland.
Yeah, I had heard of the Kandahar giant is, it's a weird one. It's extremely strange. I like the big gray man of Scotland more, but the Kandahar giant is worth talking about, at least for sort of the nature of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Being in the 2000s. Because,
yeah,
it's at like 2000. Like, it's like a 2002 conspiracy. So like,
okay, yeah.
It's not like, oh, way back when. It's like this happened.
Yeah, the fact that it's recent.
Yeah. So the other thing I was going to mention was the Giants of Deez. Have you ever heard of that? There's two of them. All right, I'm not going to do the D's nuts on you. I tried. I failed. The first thing that this talks about in Norse mythology was something that this was like probably the first mention of it at all. Like giants kind of took on a life of their own outside of this, but originally there was this entity who was under like the gods, but he was like a demigod basically. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason they used the word goblin, so he was called the Mind Goblin.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mind Goblin, he's nuts.
No! All right, I'm pouring another. Hold on, I need a fucking drink. God damn it!
My brother's girlfriend recently got me with that. I had never Mind Goblin. It just sounds like it would be a thing. It's so easy to fall for.
And then he said, "Mind Goblin, these nuts, motherfucker, got me." Sorry. Okay, I'm back. I had to go to the kitchen. I just decided to bring the bottle back with me.
Now, I know I said that I wanted to direct this, hone in and direct this on the Kandahar giant and the big gray man of Scotland, but I've been avoiding this. Probably I should have said this before, but there is like one other conspiracy dealing with like the general existence of giants. It's called the Giant of... I've been avoiding this because I can't pronounce one fucking word in this entire fucking story. The Giant of Castelnau. Oh. Castelnau. It's probably simple, but I've never seen it.
Is that French?
Yes, because the guy who discovered it was named Georges Vacher de Lepouge.
So I think it's...
Some French guys watching this. Sacre vieux, this stupid American.
The bones were discovered by Georges Vacher de Lepouge.
Lepouge.
In the Bronze Age cemetery of Castelnau-le-Lay.
Whatever.
Wow.
So a French guy found it at a French place. The fossil bones were supposedly, according to Lepouge, one of the largest humans known to have existed. And he estimated that the bone size was a human that would have been about 3.5 meters tall.
Damn.
Of course, no modern peer-review study has been published about the alleged bone fragments. So, was it a hoax? Was it like, this was 1890, so that was like the time where everyone was like, come one, come far, see the giant man. He's pretty big.
Yeah, that'd be like 11 feet.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a big boy.
Big if true.
Big if true. Say the same things about my penis on my Tinder. Big if true. But yeah, it is. It's like definitely like a carnival attraction. Like the world's tallest man. It's just two very short people on stilts. Three kids on top of each other in a trench coat.
The big trench coat. The big man. One ticket for Ted, please.
They're like swaying, borderline falling off each other. Like very clearly a young child's face. They put the youngest kid at the top because he couldn't carry all the weights. He's like 7.
They get...
Could I get one ticket for Deep Throat, please?
Deep Throat. Fake mustache twirls in a full 180 degrees.
Guy just is so over, he just gives him a ticket.
Effort, f*** it.
Good job, guys.
Can you tell me, if you were working at a movie theater for shitty pay, and some kid's got up in a trench coat and a hat and a monocle and a fake mustache and went through all that effort, would you really stop him?
No, and that's the thing, is like, it's not the same as like serving a minor alcohol
right?
Because that's illegal.
Well, but letting a minor kids... see an R-rated movie is illegal.
Is it?
It's illegal. I worked at a movie theater. That's why we had to like stop it. And everyone's like, why are you so lame? It's like, well, because my boss will get arrested.
Shit.
But anyways, back to giants. As far as the Old Testament biblical giants go, the main reference, like you said earlier, was to the Nephilim. And they were supposedly the offspring of the quote-unquote sons of God and the daughters of men before the deluge, according to Genesis 6, 1-4. And they're biblical creatures that are believed to have been giants. The sons of God have
So is that just a bunch of angels... Basically, human women?
Well, that, and they've been interpreted as fallen angels in traditional Jewish explanations. So that goes like way farther back, like Hebrew. And then one of the most popular theories about it, about the Nephilim, is that they're like relatives in the lineage of giants, or possibly even Bigfoot.
Oh!
We're not going to get into Bigfoot, because that's
some people
animal.
Think that Bigfoot is a Nephilim descendant, is one?
A descendant of the Nephilim from years and years.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the contemporary translations of the stuff, and the word Nephilim itself has been like modernly translated just to giant.
Okay. I'm Googling this as we're talking about it. Some of the pictures of these things are actually pretty f***ing freaky.
Yeah.
Like the Wikipedia page picture, like if you go to Google Images, type Nephilim in, and that's with the PH, for anyone who might want to look it up. Like the first image is like a classical painting of these weird, it's like a hellscape, and there's a lute.
I'm looking at it. It's horrifying.
There's like a demon orgy. There's that dude that's head is a hat in the middle right. Like I don't know what's happening here. It's fucking terrifying. But then like two images down is just like a big dude.
Yeah. So it's like, fallen angels, products of angel and human canoodling, whatever.
And again, biblically accurate angels, very freaky looking. Cannot imagine sex between one of them and a human woman.
Also, yeah. Well, I mean, just imagine Rule 34 Krakow from Kirby, and I think you'll get your answer.
Rule 34 Krakow.
That's crazy. I never would have thought of Krakow porn, but if it exists.
Oh, well, they just make Krakow a chick.
Oh, like a Krakow. Like a hot chick with one eye.
Yeah, except for this one, which I'm going to send in Discord.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, Kirby's the dick.
I didn't even realize.
Kirby is... Oh, God. That's... Krakow's a giant... Oh, my God.
So for the people who are listening who obviously aren't seeing this, picture Krakow, which is essentially a spiky cloud with an eye in the center. And then if Kirby...
Krakow!
If Kirby sucked... not sucked a dick, like gave a little bit, like sucked in a dick.
Swallow.
And then just became a dick, like a big pink dick and balls with little red feet. And then just slap that onto the bottom of Krakow.
That's what we're looking at.
And that's a Nephilim, I guess.
See? It all relates.
Jesus.
I want to read this Greek sort of origin of giants called the Gigantes.
Okay, yeah.
Gigantes, Gigantes, Melantes, Papantes, Gigantes, right? Gigantes. Gigantes? Gigantes? They were a tribe of 100 giants born of the earth goddess Gaia. And according to some texts, she was impregnated by the blood of the castrated sky god Uranus. At the urging of Gaia, the Gigantes waged war on the gods, and they were destroyed in battle. So they basically just fought the gods and lost. They were depicted as spear-wielding warriors in armor, or primitives clothed in animal skins and armed with rocks and, like club branding weapons. But get this. In sculptures and mosaic art of the time, they were usually depicted with the tails of serpents instead of legs, which I had never...
So, top half human, bottom half snake?
Serpent, I guess. I got this from some article on a wiki about it, about, like, Greek mythology. Yeah, very... Couldn't find an author.
I don't mean to derail... But I really do have to send you...
Derail.
I do have to send you this photo I just found.
Are you looking at more Krakow porn?
No. I was looking at Greek giants. Giants.
Okay, okay.
And I really like this one. It's not actually a giant. It's two cyclopsi?
Oh. Because they got the eye.
They only have one eye.
You know.
I think they're fighting, but it really just looks like one is spanking the other's ass.
He's going, no, daddy, please. You deserve this,
that
boy.
That is fully what's happening, and they're making their human slaves watch because they're also exhibitionists.
Wow, there's a lot going on in that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in a compromising bent-over position. Like, it's not like a, this is just a misunderstanding. Like, something.
It looks like he's trying to, like, I think the idea was that he's trying to get that, like, runaway person in the bottom right. Like, oh shit, one of the prisoners got out, but I really don't know why the second Cyclops is behind him, staring directly with his one eye, so you can really tell where it's looking, into the other Cyclops's asshole, raising his club behind his head like he's about to spank him.
Yeah, I mean, there's really only one with the information given. There's only one conclusion to that.
Yeah. So I hope I painted the picture appropriately as the interpretation, but that's what we're looking at. That's a Cyclops spanking another Cyclops' ass, and they both look like they're enjoying it.
Me too.
Me too.
So with all of this sort of laid out, the history of Giants, I think we have a pretty decent understanding, at least on a base level in 30 minutes, what Giants are in, you know, commonly anyways,
yeah,
from Greek culture and biblical references, mainly, which is what these two Giants are that I'm going to talk about are more or less depicted as. So the Kandahar Giant, Kandahar is interesting because Kandahar itself is the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's one of the most culturally significant cities of the Pashtuns and has been their traditional seat of power for more than 300 years. It's a major trading center for sheep, wool, cotton, silk, felt, food grains, fresh and dried fruit, tobacco. It produces like fine fruits like pomegranates and grapes. The region around Kandahar is one of the oldest known human settlements as well. Major fortified city existed at the site of Kandahar probably as early as 1000 to 750 BC. Alexander the Great laid out the foundation of what is now called Old Kandahar in the 4th century BC. So a lot's gone on here, and a lot of stuff has happened since the beginning of recorded history around here. And if you watched Evil Dead, that's also, they say that the Book of the Dead is a book of Kandarian demons.
Oh, no shit.
So I didn't really know about Kandahar, so I always thought they made that up or something. But, and like basically the story of the Kandahar Giant derives from a person named Stephen Quayle. He spoke of this occurrence, which is still apparently classified by the U.S. government, in his radio show Coast to Coast. So in 2002, in a desert part of Afghanistan, a U.S. Army, a whole squad went missing. A special ops task force, branch unknown, obviously it's unknown, because it's classified. They were sent to find out what happened, and the soldiers went up like this raggedy mountain trail, and lo and behold, the giant cave and pieces of their military equipment and gear were scattered all around the clearing, and they were about to enter the cave to, you know, explore it when a allegedly 12 to 15 foot red-headed, 6-digit double-toothed humanoid emerged and attacked. The giant impaled a guy named Dan with a giant spear and proceeded.
Not Dan.
Come on. So the witness states that it only took 30 seconds. Oh, it took 30 full seconds of continuous fire to down the giant, which if you're like a squad of army men and you're firing with automatic rifles, 30 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, because most people go down after a bullet.
Right. They had full auto M4 carbines. According to the witness as well, the giant wore animal hide covers to protect its feet like moccasins, and it smelled like dead bodies. And the creature's body, they took it. They airlifted it back to squad's base by helicopter in a net. So all of this is very cartoony, but like, what else would you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, better than just like leaving it there, I guess. Yeah, you find a big man, you take him back to base, do a DNA sample, and then you probably, I don't know.
It's an Indiana Jones box from there.
Yeah, it really is. It just becomes a whole adventure movie. 20 years ago, that's what it would be. Today, you would just make an OnlyFans account, and it's just posed pictures of the giant's cock.
Right.
Bringing the big bucks.
Yeah, that would be big bucks. Big bucks for sure.
Foot fetishists would love it. He's got six toes.
Oh, I mean, it's something for everyone.
Yeah, six toes, big cock, riddled with bullets.
That's my favorite category.
When I go on
three tags, time. Three tags, and three tags.
Amateur.
Only.
No, I'm good. Behind the scenes, no, I'm all right. BBC, no, I'm fine. Riddled with bullets. There it is.
Oh God. And then
God damn.
So the Kandahar. It's a crazy story, but it's just funny that it was this 2002 conspiracy theory about the Afghan war of all things, and it was this redheaded old ancient giant that was just chilling in Afghanistan. Soldiers yeah. were there for the war on terror, and also there's a giant over there, isolated incident.
Yeah, was he being aggressive, or were they just like, dear God, and they?
Yeah, he already killed a squad.
Oh, okay. Okay. And they went. I mean, that's they justified went, yeah. then.
But how did that yeah. first squad get killed? Did they shoot first?
You know? Fair play. And is it important that he had red hair?
Apparently he had red hair. He had fiery...
Two sets of teeth, like a shark.
I'm going to read this excerpt about it from... Do you ever hear of Snopes.com?
I have heard of Snopes. Snopes, there isn't their whole thing to, like, disprove bullshit?
Yeah. So there's...
Yeah, Snopes is great.
Yeah. There's an article by Bethania Palma. And she says the interest in the story appears to have been generated from a video created by L.A. Marzulli, who's an author, blogger, and filmmaker determined to link modern times with biblical creatures and prophecies. So he posted an episode on YouTube of his series Watchers, in which he claims to interview a military contractor or soldier who witnessed the blade-wielding giant of Kandahar kill another soldier before being downed by troops, whisked away by a transport aircraft, and hidden away from public view. Marzulli makes the case that the giant was a Nephilim, which were described in the book of Genesis, as I said earlier, offspring of gods and human women who inhabited Canaan at the time of Israelite conquest. But, she also says, when it comes to details, he's vague, saying he interviewed an unnamed man at an undisclosed location on an unknown date.
If you can't even name the date...
Like, come on, man. Or at least the month.
I get not wanting to name the person. Sure, anonymous source. Okay, we don't want to name the place because you could cut maybe... Know the day. Know the day you did the interview.
Basically, all that person says of the incident was that it was in a remote location in Afghanistan in 2002. Him and others were sent to look for a missing patrol when they saw the scarlet-haired giant emerge from a cave and skewer his friend, who he called Dan, with a large blade. If the Army's statement isn't sufficient, the only service member with the first name Dan or Daniel who died in Kandahar in 2002 was killed, along with three others, in an accident involving the clearing and disposal of explosives. There are no incidents on the Department of Defense press release page in which all military casualties were listed involving a giant. Likewise, there are no reports of an entire patrol disappearing in Afghanistan.
Does raise a lot of questions. Like, was the giant intelligent? He had a weapon. He had a big blade.
Weapon, at least. And he was described as the guy as a Nephilim.
Right. So is there more than one? Do they have a blacksmith in, like, just their own cult? Or, like, and then, additionally, only one guy named Dan died in Kandahar?
I guess.
That's a common name. That's a common name. I'm betting you can make a whole squad of Dans. You could call them the Daniels.
Well, he's the only one that died.
Oh, so it's a whole squad of Daniels, but he's the dead Daniel?
Well, it says... The only service member with the first name Dan or Daniel who died in Kandahar in 2002 was killed, along with three others, in an accident involving the clearing and disposal of explosives.
Okay. That is it's hyper-specific wording, so I guess Daniel could have died in a different way. Yeah. Okay.
So, I guess without saying, the giant of Kandahar mostly seems like a crock of bullshit, but... Is the idea of a giant man itself existing at some period of history that crazy? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, big versions of everything else have existed.
Yeah. So, period of time where everything was little, and there's a period of time where everything was big. And now we can order pizza on our Xbox.
Damn straight. Do you think that's how evolution went? They were like, oh, dude, it's like a Goldilocks and the Three Bears story. Like,
just
we
right.
started as like microorganisms, and we were like, I don't know, this planet is too big. And then we went like f***ing huge, and we were like, this planet is too small. And now we're like, this planet is just right, so let's just
f***ing destroy it.
Let's just fucking nuke it and move on to Mars. Whee! Daddy Musk's taking us there with Twitter.
Let's fucking pollute the air and the oceans and the streets.
Hey, you guys want a material that can mold to any shape and it can't be destroyed? May I introduce you to plastic? No, oh yeah, no, no, no. You can burn it. You can burn it. You can burn it. No, that's fine. Just don't look up. Just don't look up when you burn it.
All
right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be good.
God.
But like, what's it made out of? They're like, you know, stuff.
This and that.
It's made out of stuff. Put it on everything. Make everything out of that shit.
Chicken nuggets. Make sure there's microplastics. I don't know how to segue into the big gray man of Scotland. So, you know, it's the big gray man of Scotland.
It's a big gray man. And
what do you want me to say? You know, this is the other sort of conspiracy cryptid type. I mean, there's multiple, but these two I think stuck out. Part of the origin of this is a story told by Professor Norman Cawley, who was a man of science. He was a professor of chemistry at the University College London, but he was also an avid hill walker. And according to this article, the last man anyone expected to tell absurd stories of strange footsteps.
That's such an interesting description of a hill walker.
He was a hill walker. He was just...
Oh, it almost sounds like an insult.
He was walking hills, man. I guess there's a lot of hills in Europe.
Yeah, well, okay, fair, yeah.
So he told an annual general meeting of the Cairngorm Club in Aberdeen. And this was in 1925. Well, the good professor, he'd been alone on the highest peak in the Cairngorms.
Okay. Oh, wait. I Googled it. Yeah, a cairn.
Cairn.
A cairn is a man-made pile of stones raised for a purpose, usually as a marker or a burial ground.
What's a cairn? Gorm.
Gorm? G-O-R-M.
Yeah, that's what a cairn. Cairngorm.
It's a mountain range.
Okay. Yeah. The Cairngorms. That's what they call them. I'm probably not pronouncing that right.
So if he's a cairn walker, I'm assuming it means he just hikes the...
Yeah.
Cairngorm.
In Scotland.
Okay.
So he was like, basically he was walking these hills, these mountains or whatever, and he was quoting as saying, "I began to think I heard something other than merely the noise of my own footsteps. For every few steps I took, I heard a crunch, and then another crunch as if someone was walking after me, but taking steps three or four times the length of my own." And that was the official record of the strange presence on the hilltops at the Cairngorms. But it wasn't the last. A number of experienced climbers who would go up there, you know, typically quoted as rational people, have since given accounts of encountering the big gray man on the mountain, which they call Amfir Liath Mor. Physical descriptions are all in agreement from the people that have said to see it that the figure is hairy, huge, about 10 feet tall, with pointed ears, long legs and finger-like talons on its feet. A couple of witnesses claim the creature wears... Forgot about this. A couple of witnesses claim the creature wears a top hat, and whenever he appears, the sound of loud, crunching footsteps echo across the mountain. Some people hear singing, others hear ghostly laughter. This is interesting, though. This also says that the gray man is apparently more often felt than physically seen. Kind of like the Hat Man.
That, yeah, I mean, yeah. No, that's funny, though, because it's like the guy saying that he would walk and then he'd hear, like, these footsteps behind him. And you'd think, like, okay, big gray man, if you hear these big footsteps, you'd probably turn around and see a big gray man.
Yeah, but it's like an energy.
From his account, he didn't see anything.
It's almost like, feels like haunted. Like, it's like what people say when they enter, like, a haunted house or something. You feel this deep despair and sadness and huge negative energy, like it physically hits you, but it's just an energy you feel. And that shit, I can buy that.
Yeah, no, that makes that. I think that adds to the credibility of it, because it's like if people were just like, yeah, no, I saw this
big gray man,
But
to feel
around
an energy and then think big gray man, like yeah, multiple
that
people.
That almost speaks to yeah, something more
interesting. And it is kind of, it feels supernatural. So along with this, it says, along with like the feelings of despair and negative energy, many of the people that have felt it feel an overwhelming desire to just run away, like fight or flight, like just f***ing go. I have to go. Like when you're in a room or somewhere and you just go, I cannot be in here right now.
Yeah, me in the basement as a young kid. We had a weird basement. We had a weird basement. Picture like a basement, like stone floor, unfinished walls, basement, okay. Laundry room. Okay. Typical American basement, right? Like, so you go down the stairs and to your right was our little like laundry room. And then there was this kind of like shitty toilet shower area. And then that was attached to the part that was underneath our back porch. And it was like a garden, like you had all your garden supplies, your lawnmower and all that shit in there. And that was all to the right of the base of the stairs. But if you turned left, there was a big open room, like cement floor would typically just be used as storage. But then in the far left corner of that was like two drywall walls and a door, like you could use it as a basement office. But if you went in there, it was still just unfinished concrete flooring. But the weird part was there was a window on the side of the drywall.
Oh,
but the window just looked into the empty basement room. Like, I don't know why you would willingly put a window right like that. It just was weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then if you kept going back, there was another like hidden storage area with like a latch on the door that was on the side that you could see, and then you would unlatch it, but then it would just be an empty concrete room for more storage. It was a very weird basement. And I hated it.
Yeah, it sounds...
I hated it. To be fair, I did fall down the stairs when I was like 2 and get a concussion. But beyond that...
It seems like it could only practically be laid out for a mischievous doing.
Right. Because I've been in other basements and they don't bother me. I went into the basement today to do laundry. Was fine. But in high school, half the time lived at my grandma's house in her basement, which was unfinished, and it was fine. That basement terrifies me still. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know how we got there.
Me neither. This
big gray man.
This article continues to say there's been a number of explanations put forward to explain the gray man. So we'll get into, you know, some more people. As people love to debunk things, you know, give the facts on how this may or may not be possible. One of these is that the beast is some type of Bigfoot species that has been long thought extinct. And then...
People are really leaning into these
Bigfoot. Yeah, a lot of giant things. Bigfoot. I mean, I guess they're similar, but I always view them as different, you know?
Me too. And it's funny that, like, Bigfoot is a... debated thing, and then people are like using Bigfoot to then justify other things. Right,
like, well, it could be a Bigfoot. Oh shit, okay, maybe.
are we agreeing that Bigfoot's real?
Right, or yeah, that... just like, well, if we go on the basis that Bigfoot is confirmed, then
sure, right, but we do have to agree on that, right, part first.
Which shouldn't be hard.
right.
I'm an avid Bigfoot believer.
Yeah, I'm down with the Bigfoot man.
I love the Squatch. It's endearing. I choose to believe it just to make my own life better.
I don't do squats at the gym. I do Squatch.
Fuck you. Oh, this one's interesting. That, like the Pine Barrens, this area in Scotland is sort of a window area. Like one of those hubs for an interface between two worlds. Like one of those... pinpoint spots all over the world that just happen to be a weird interdimensional whatever, you know? So maybe he's like the portal. He's like the portal guardian. Like the Jersey Devil guards the Pine Barrens, the Big Gray Man guy. They're actually similar.
They, oh my God,
they're actually related in some way.
Oh no.
Arbitrarily.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ. Oh, everything no. goes back to the Jersey Devil, man. I'm telling you.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
I think it'd be interesting to look into these other potential in-between world opening areas.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Pine Barrens.
These gates, these sort of hot spots.
Yeah, to look at these hot spots. And then also the characters that surround them.
Yeah, they each have like a...
It's like a council meeting. But the Jersey Devil just shows up every week just... up on coke.
Does anybody want some pizza? He opens a fucking empty cardboard box. Just kidding. And they're like, Jesus Christ, man.
I think he would open it, but it's like it's cut out and his dick's poking through and he's like, ah,
gotcha. God, you guys are all gay for that.
He starts sucking their dicks. He goes, I bet you fucking love that.
Man, can we just talk about our feelings? That's what this room's for.
It's, they say it's a council. It's really just group
therapy.
It's a
support group.
It's a support. It's what it comes back to with us.
I mean, I'd need a support group if nobody believed in me. Nobody believes in them.
Wait, you have people who believe in you in real life?
No.
Me neither. Oh, no.
Oh, they also said about the big gray man that...
oh, right. That's, that's what we were talking
One
about.
Of the explanations is that sort of an optical illusion or a hallucination brought on by oxygen starvation because you're so high up.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, doesn't have enough legs to go off of, but...
No. It's very similar to, again, the Hat Man thing where it's like...
A common visual phenomenon that, for whatever reason. And then the most practical, like, down-to-earth... one they got is when a similar phenomenon was witnessed in Germany's Black Forest, people were terrified, claiming to witness misty gray men following them and hearing the echoing of footsteps. And scientific inquiries found that they were being spooked by nothing more than their own shadows.
That was science said that? Science the man?
No.
But scientific inquiries.
I think it was. Being facetious.
Oh, so they were just throwing shade?
Yeah.
They were just...
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's also this, which was interesting from another article. There's this thing called the Broken Spectre, which is a meteorological phenomenon which only occurs when an inversion or gaps in the cloud allow the viewer to see their own shadow cast upon the cloud. So the effect is kind of horrifying with a giant... gray shadow stretching from your feet into the atmosphere, and in certain conditions it's accompanied by a circular rainbow which surrounds the shadow. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay, yeah. So that, yeah, when I googled the big gray man, pictures of that kind of came up, and I just looked at them like I don't know what I'm looking at.
So there's only a few spots in the
Cairngorms. That's really interesting.
Where it can be seen. So, it requires like really steep cliffs to give the elevation required to be above the clouds to be able to see that. But there is parts of that area that.
Yeah, I'm looking at an image from the Daily Record talking about the Big Gray Man. And the image is literally just like a shit ton of fog, kind of the outline of a person, and then like a rainbow halo.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
But
what
if there's a scientific explanation for that, that's kind of amazing. Like it literally is just like your shadow being cast onto fog,
right? Which
and then a rainbow.
Someone
forming.
Think, what is that big gray man?
Yeah, I'd probably freak out if I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean that seems like the most. Especially since it always, with the amount of people that have confessed seeing it, it must at least be something that can happen up there, even as a visual illusion. You know?
Right. Yeah. And Scottish mountains get high. Yeah. They're big up.
The closest thing that we truly, truly have to giants with factual evidence is like the world's tallest recorded people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is the tallest person reported is Robert Pershing Wadlow. He was born in 1918 and died in 1940. He was known as the Alton Giant and the Giant of Illinois. He was born and raised in Alton, Illinois, in a small city near St. Louis, Missouri. He was 8'11.1", 2.72 meters.
Damn.
His death, well, he died at age 22.
Damn.
So his great size and continued growth in adulthood were due to hypertrophy. I don't know medical shit. The hypertrophy of his pituitary gland, which results in an abnormally high level of human growth hormone, HGH. So even by the time of his death, there was no indication that his growth had actually
ended. Did he? Okay. Wow. That's a big dude. But
that's a big dude.
Did he die of natural causes, or did he? Like, was it just growing so quickly that he
that being like that must have killed him somehow?
That was what was interesting. Is that analysis of his body indicated he wasn't done growing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what
that was why I like paused for a second, because I was like, oh wait, does that mean did he get murdered?
Well, let's find out. Oh no, this is why he died. On July 4th, 1940, during a professional appearance at the Manistee National Forest Festival, a faulty brace irritated his ankle, leading to infection. He was treated with a blood transfusion and surgery, but his condition worsened due to an autoimmune disorder. And that's what killed him. But I guess being like that gave him an autoimmune
right.
disorder.
Right, but had that not happened, he just would have
kept growing. Yeah, so he'd be...
That's...
Because he was only 22, so...
Yeah, he'd have been a big boy.
He would have been maybe even 9 feet.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that. No way.
He's a young lad. I hate saying that 22 is young.
Yeah, I know.
As a recent 26-year-old, ugh.
That was forever ago.
You're going to be big old 27
dude.
Soon.
I'm joining the 27 club.
Got a whole year still.
But there are people that were close to Robert Pershing Wadlow as well. John Rogan, born in 1868, died in 1905. He was 8'9", so he's only 2 inches shorter.
God.
John F. Carroll, a lot of two Johns. He was 8'7.75", and that was in the 30s to the 60s. Willie Camper, 1924 to 1943, he was 8'7".
All these guys are over 8 feet.
Well over 8 feet. 8'7" is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Because I'm like, at first I was like, oh, 8 foot, sure. And I was like, wait, I'm 5'11".
Right, right.
That's 2 feet
right.
taller than me. And then some. That's a big boy.
This guy, Sultan Kosin, was born in 1982. He's from Turkey. And so he's the tallest living person since recorded by Guinness World Records in 2009, and he is 8'2.8".
Jeez,
he's up and about doing something as we speak.
God damn.
Abdullah Khan is the tallest man in India, who was born in 1988. He's 7'11".
Okay, wow. Okay, that's still I mean,
these are like living people. These are like current stupidly tall people.
Yeah, that's 2 feet taller than I am.
Nasir Sumro in Pakistan is 7'10", so and there's a big list. You can, those are just some of the highlights.
Damn, these people are tall, man.
But still, pales in comparison to.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not.
But like, if there were giants that were their size was embellished upon, you know, as told through generations, like could Goliath in the Bible have been someone who was just like 8 feet? You know, every once in a while, a freak comes out.
They could have been 15 feet tall, 20 feet tall, 3,000 years ago, and then genetics made it to 8 feet or whatever. But it's not impossible.
Giants is a very interesting, because it's just big people.
Right.
You know, at its core, it's just big people, but very talked about in every culture.
I always like stories that are congruous across cultures that are like...
Everyone agreed, big dude.
Right, yeah. People are always like, yeah, big... And like, in a way, it kind of makes sense that we would just naturally drift towards those stories, like, person, but bigger.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most common...
Inversely, person, but smaller. But like, it's interesting how much the stories also line up, not even from just person but big, but the actual specific characteristics of those big people.
Yeah.
Or of those little people, or of these, like, tricksters. Like, you have you have, like, Japanese goblins that are very similar to ancient Nordic goblins, and it's like these cultures never interacted, but their stories are really similar.
Yeah, it's,
and I think Giants is kind of in that same realm where it's like, yeah, anyone can imagine, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk, whatever,
right,
makes sense. But I don't know, David and Goliath, and then you've got, you know, your 8-foot neighbor. So, and then there's some people are tying it into Bigfoot. So
or just like Neanderthal-ish, like, lineage of whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there used to be multiple species
of dude,
of human. So
yeah, there could be some big ones.
Right. There could be some big ones. There could be some small ones. There could be some hairy ones.
There can be a big worm. There can be a big dude.
There could be a big worm. There could be a big bat. There could be. It's all like, there are some cryptids where it's just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, not to shit on it, but the Mothman is like,
that was a dude.
Why would there be a big moth?
Now a horse hoofed bat creature with a wiry devil tail. Totally plausible.
Makes a lot of sense. Head,
you know, that just makes perfect sense. One of those things that I can see that existing.
The only reason is because hammerhead bats are still around.
Yeah.
If those things weren't around,
that,
I'd say
that does
not
it for
possible.
Me, man. That looks a lot. I mean, Jesus. I mean,
they're fucking weird looking,
they're big, man.
And
they,
like, that's they're the nail in the coffin for me. Because
absolutely.
All right. Okay,
this has gone on long enough, like, and then you see a hammerhead bat, and you're like,
yeah. But it's interesting to see how that idea can translate to different parts of the world, and then kind of all congruously be in the same realm. And you're like, well, I don't know, maybe 3,000 years ago, one of the last Stegosaurus traveled into the Loch Ness, and then these stories grew from it. But now, you know, in 2022, if you went into the Loch Ness, obviously you're not going to find a fucking big wavy monster.
Yeah,
but there's like a historical basis. So giants are in that same kind of realm where it's like, yeah, maybe there were really fucking tall people, but genetically their health issues or whatever, like, you know, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, or they were just like an anomaly. Oh, I found irrefutable proof of giants. The Vatican, in conjunction with the Smithsonian, is suppressing the truth about the existence of gigantic human skeletons, which would confirm the existence of giants and mess up our evolutionary tree. Look at the picture I just sent you in Discord. Look at how bad it's photoshopped at the on the right side.
Oh wow, you can literally
the
just
clone
see
the stamp
line.
Tool.
Oh no! Oh guys, the funny thing is, if you crop that to like a different aspect ratio, looks pretty good. And like a classic 4:3 aspect ratio, that looks pretty good. But man, they really f***ed up.
I guess it
to was. Describe to the listeners who can't see this, I'm starting at the left end of this image. I'm going to work my way over to the right. So left end, we've got a construction worker, a woman, orange hat, blue t-shirt, grayish jeans. She's kind of pulling them up, you know, as if the belt wasn't doing its job properly. And then we've got about 4 inches on my screen, which we're gonna say that's maybe 6 feet in real life. It's just a massive skull buried in the dirt. You see the top of the skull, 2 eye sockets, the part where your nose would go, and the beginnings of teeth, and then a bunch of dirt. And that's, I mean, it's huge. It's fucking massive. And then There's another little construction man wearing the same outfit, orange hat, black t-shirt, blue jeans. He's bending down, digging his knuckles into the dirt, just kind of messing around. And then a very distinct line vertically from top to bottom. His foot is freakishly elongated, and the stone building behind them has the exact same doorway copied and pasted from the left side to the right side. And there is no attempt at blending the dirt. It's just a, there's just a line. It's just, it's not a real photo. It's just really bad.
To sum it
it's
up,
just really to sum bad. It up,
it's not real.
To sum it up, it's not real.
I mean,
real.
That's all I got on Giants. That didn't do it for you, so I don't know what else will.
I guess to look, I'll look specifically at the two that you brought, which is the Big Gray Man and the Kandahar Giant, yes. Big Gray Man, I think that one explanation you gave of, like, casting this kind of overlong shadow with the rainbow fill, I think that makes sense. I think from like a psychological perspective and just a, you know, the way the world works and the fact that light is bizarre, I think that I can buy that. I can buy that people would be seeing like their big shadow and being like, oh, shit, Jesus.
If these people aren't lying and they really did see something, it was that.
And so, yeah, I can buy that. That makes sense. But the Kandahar giant, I'm...
Yeah, you don't even need to say it. You don't even need to say it.
I don't know if I'm sold.
You don't even need to say it.
I don't know if I'm sold. Yeah, very much has the makings of a... creepypasta behind it.
Well, and the fact that the guy who interviewed the soldier was just like this devout guy trying to link beings in the Bible with current day for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And like he like Saul Goodman probably just pulled someone off the street with some f***ing army gear he bought at a costume store. He's like, here, say this. Well, that's Giants. What is this, big 21?
Congratulations, conspiracy realists. And on that note...
Thanks for listening to...
Thanks for listening.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to edit down.
But you know what? It's an every other week podcast now, so if it's a little long...
All right, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
You know, whatever. You know, whatever. It gives us more time to research, and it gives us more time to... shoot the shit.
Fair enough.
And it only benefits the listener. And if the listener wants to contribute, they can send us some money on Patreon. And if they don't want to do that, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing anyway. So
25 cent.
Take us a long way. Get us a couple of gumballs. All right. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Checkmate, bitch. Whatever.
Checkmate. Bitch.
Whatever.
Welcome to the bar. Oh, yeah, the bathwater. There it is.